Hey guys, you're listening to your favorite radio station, 91.1 FM Falcon Radio, coming at you guys with the one and only Flying Falcon News Show.
Students, the end of course testing will begin today, so make sure you know about the building changes for the coming week. If you have a test to take, make sure you're there to take it. You won't receive credit in the course if you miss your final state exam. The Merlin Wing recognizes the following freshman students of the month: Jatori Howard, JC Mendoza, Travis Mitchell, and Cesar Tino. If you see these students, congratulate them for being star students. Seniors, please get with your college access advisor to make sure you have your FAFSA filled before the end of this semester. This is a very important step to receiving the maximum financial aid for school. Many new scholarships are available. Knox County PTA Scholarship, all graduating seniors are due date mailed by January 15th, amounts to be determined. Freda Witherspoon National Scholarship for female seniors, due December 11th, amount $2,500 to $5,000. TACD Memorial Scholarship for those planning to major in agriculture, due February 1st, amount $600. East Tennessee Foundation Scholarship, several available. See the scholarship board or go see Miss Cynthia in the library for application information. Thank you and have a great day.
Wildfires continue to spread in Gatlinburg surrounding area mountains national park. This is Lasiphany WKCS commentary. So today around 11:45, four people was announced dead. Some fires continued to burn Wednesday morning, and authorities continued to block off Gatlinburg, from which about 14,000 residents and tourists had been evacuated Monday. My opinion is for people who have loved ones in Gatlinburg is to stay put. Don't try to look for your loved ones, for you might put yourself in danger. Again, guys, please stay calm. This area could be helped by 2 inches of rain expected today and tomorrow, but the stormy weather could also cause problems. Again, this is Lasiphany with your WKCS commentary.
This is WKCS Radio 91.1 FM, and got the sports talk with Quez and D on the Flying Falcon Show. So yeah, Quez, how you feel about yesterday game? Both of them, girls and boys basketball.
I feel like the girls did good. The girls had a good game. Janae was in the post working hard. She had about 4 or 5 and-ones.
Oh yeah,
and,
my girl Janae was working.
Yeah, and Kiki was knocking them down from deep. And Lele, you know what she do? Driving machine. Oh my God, she kept driving it. And then the bench players came out the bench doing good. So the whole team was just doing good and moving as it went. And the boys, oh snap, the boys in the third quarter, I don't know what happened. They just lost focus like the game was over, like they had it packed.
Mm-hmm.
But Hoss showed them, like, don't give up. Like, you better keep fighting because we coming. And then the fourth, before the end of the third and the beginning of the fourth, that's when Fulton just turned up and let loose.
And
show them who really is the better team.
State champs.
Yep, state champs.
Got to show them what we're going on for the repeat. So, yeah, Quest, how you feel about this upcoming season with the boys basketball?
I feel like they have a good chance of going to state again. I feel like if they keep playing as a team and not just separate players, and they play as a team and talk and all that, they can go to state again and win that thing and bring it back to Knox.
Yeah, one time for Zay. How you feel about the girls' basketball team? As you know, they got, I believe, just a couple seniors, you know.
Yeah, they got 2 seniors, India Daggs and Kiki McKinney, to commit to Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
But, I feel like they have a chance to go into state this year. I really feel like Kiki wants a ring, and she's going to go get that. No matter who's in her way, she's going to go through them.
Yep.
And I hope the other girls on the same page as her.
Because, you know, they've been falling short.
Same team, 2 years.
Yeah, so, you know, we got to look for that revenge. She won out both girls and boys, Fulton state titles. That's what we're predicting right now.
Yeah.
If anybody got something else to say, say it to us. This is WKCS Radio 91.1 FM, Flying Falcon Show. And before we go. If you're looking to become a manager or anything in wrestling, let us know. We give it to the wrestling coach. This is WKCS Radio 90.1 FM. We out.
There are many ways you can help the people of Gatlinburg. Many businesses, organizations, and locations such as the Knoxville Expo Center, LeConte Event Center at Pigeon Forge, Kroger, and the American Red Cross are taking donations of food, water, clothes, over-the-counter medicine, toiletries, and blankets and towels. The Tennessee Valley Coalition for the Homeless are also taking donations for those who have lost their home. To donate money, call 865-859-0749. In addition, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has set up a hotline at 800-TBI-FIND to help with the search for missing people. We at WKCS 91.1 send our condolences to the people of Gatlinburg at this time.
Hello, welcome to the Flying Falcon Show, 91.1 FM, Falcon Radio. We've got DJ Ramsey here. We've got a special guest in here today. We've got Rico Davis. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. How you feeling?
Doing all right. I'm doing all right. So I understand that you're a senior right now, right?
Yes, I am.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And you're in the School of Communications.
Yeah, I am.
Ah, that's wonderful. It's brilliant. So what exactly do you do in the School of Communications?
Well, when I entered the School of Communications junior year, I enrolled in the TV classes. And so far, basically, it has brought me a lot of opportunities. I've had some internships, and it allows me to be creative and be myself. And yeah, I like it. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You know, anything of note? You know, anything in particular that you know you've done?
One is I've done some videos, such as some how to do videos that can be on YouTube or. The Falcon News that we play in the morning is we just describe some of the things, activities, some of the extracurricular activities that are going on in our school.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah. And what about any sports? Have you got any sports in?
Yes, I have. I recently played football. Yeah.
How you feel about that? Was it a good sport for you?
Yes, it was. It brought a lot of family around. Well, it made the my peers and my teachers feel like family, so yeah, I'll say it really did bring a great experience.
That's amazing. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's Rico Davis here. You know, that's the Flying Falcon Show, and you're currently listening to WKCS 91.1 FM, Falcon Radio, Knoxville.
Keep it 10 times 100, man.
You're listening to WKCS 91.1, and this is the Flying Falcon News Show, and we have a guest here, Quay. She's a senior at Fulton High School and also in TV3. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, listen for me. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, so I have a couple of questions to ask you, and that'll be it. What's the one thing you would like to change about yourself?
Well, I don't think I would necessarily change anything about me, but I probably could work on a few things, like as far as how loud I am and stuff like that.
Okay, do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
I consider myself an extrovert person because I'm very outgoing and friendly and everything.
Okay, who's the one person you can talk to just about anything?
Well, I mean, I have a friend I think I could talk to, but someone I know I can rely on is God. Whenever I need a helping hand, I know I can always call on him.
Okay, what are you most thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for my family, my church family. I'm thankful for my school, and I'm thankful for all the opportunities that are coming my way.
Okay, again, this is Quay, and you're listening to the Flying Falcon News Show on 91.1. What's the one thing that people always misunderstand about you?
Probably how loud my voice is. Teachers in the past have thought I've been disrespectful because how loud I am, but they just got it wrong. I'm just a loud person.
Okay, what's the craziest thing you ever done, and would you do it again?
I don't actually think I've done anything crazy. I mean, yeah, I really haven't even done anything crazy.
Okay, well, Quay, thank you for joining us today. Again, everyone, this is the Flying Falcon News Show on WKCS 91.1.
Thank you guys for tuning in to your favorite radio station to listen to the Flying Falcon News Show, only on Falcon Radio 91.1 FM, Knoxville.